Brandon.
And this your boy.
And this is the King Me Pod. You can catch us every Thursday on all podcast platforms. Make sure you subscribe, like, and follow us. We also have a Facebook group called Men Raising the Standards and an Instagram at KingMe_podcast. Make sure you tap in with that. We post when we have seminars, give you dad tips and workout links, all the things that men need to stay active. My brother, what's good?
What's ham?
There's a lot happening right now.
Man, listen here, boy. Listen here. My brother, how you feeling over there, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? My pocket's kind of light right now. you know I told you, baby girl.
Man. Doug in him.
Yeah. She in Charlotte. With four of her friends, well, three of her friends. Mm-hmm. And old lady went down there. Basically, she didn't want me and her brother to come. So she kind of wanted to be an all-girl thing.
Okay, so you said Charlotte at 500 off top. Then you said five girls?
Yeah, well.
Four little ones and a grown
one. Yeah, and a grown up, yeah.
That's another 600-700. Shoot. I'm just keeping count over here, that's all.
Man, shoot. I wish it was that.
And we ain't even talking about food and, you know, grocery and everything else. Now, like, well, come on. I done counted up about 1,500 off top.
Oh, man.
And you ain't even got to Charlotte yet.
Nah. I mean, I kind of save up for that, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they had a little situation yesterday, and the wife called me and kind of updated me with everything.
Okay.
And then, you know, she handled it real good, man. That's good. When I called my daughter, man, she was just like crying and having a little breakdown, talking about my weekend ruined.
Look at
I'm
that.
I'm like, calm down, baby girl. Listen, calm down. Emotions real high right now. Calm down. It's gonna be okay. Now, what's going on?
Did you laugh on the inside, or you just kind of, you know, just kept it real chill, like in there? I know you ain't laugh at yeah. or whatever, but you know, kind of. On the back end of thing, like, come on.
Yeah, I kept it chill. Because okay. If I panic, then she panic.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? True. Hey, one thing I know for a fact, man, being a man, like, we really don't have no opportunity to panic.
That's true.
Because we panic.
That's very true, actually.
Then everybody in the house is going to panic.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So we, I guess. But, yeah, that's one of the things, man. She, right now, I think they doing some painting thing right now. Wife FaceTimed me, showed me everything, man. She the real MVP, man.
That's tough. Shout out to wifey, man.
Oh, my
Stop
God.
Playing. Shout out to the fucking wifey, man.
To handle four teenager girls.
Shout out to the wifey,
man. Oh, man.
No, I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? I got you when you get back, man.
Okay, then. Okay, then.
Yes, sir.
Watch my boy.
You already know, man.
I like your style, my brother. I like your style.
But, yeah, what's going on your end?
Tailgate season.
Okay. Talk about it. Talk about it.
Boy, let me
I see that cuff over there.
Man, this here, boy. Listen. Let me tell you how goofy your boy is now.
Okay.
So, you know, started doing a little drinking yesterday, a little tequila. Mixing up a little bit.
Yep.
Boy, look at him. Got to the house. I ain't ate nothing, you know, for like a couple hours before then or whatever. But anyway, got to the house, I think around about 12 or 1. But anyway, besides that, I said, you know, now I'm kind of hungry. I'm going to fix me a little salad because, you know, I'm trying to be on my, you know.
Salad and tequila.
I know it's not crazy, right? Yeah, I just thought about it. That's a crazy mix up, man. That's a crazy mix up. But yeah, I was like, you know what? I had a salad. I was thinking about it all day. Like, you know, let me go make me a salad. So anyway, I said, like, you know, I'm gonna ball me some eggs, right? Look at him, boy. When I tell you, I put the eggs on, right? My goofy ass went in the room and lay down the bed.
Boy. Oh, no, on, man.
You know how that went.
I got a figure you was about to say that.
My goofy ass went in the room. I sat in the chair first. I was like, you know what? I got about a good 10 to 15 minutes. I could, you know, close my eyes real quick. Man, this hand.
That be the trap, boy.
Come here. Jump up. How smoke up, boy. How smoke
some
up.
Some boiled eggs?
How smoke up, boy. I said, God, luckily, ain't nothing caught fire. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
But you messed that pot up, though.
Boy, look at him, boy. Look at him.
You messed that pot up.
Look at him. Get up. I run around the damn kitchen and shit. How I smoke up. Goddamn, I'm wiping my eyes and shit. Got to cover my face and everything.
Looking stupid as hell.
Dumb as fuck. Knowing I'm in the wrong for this shit, but I got to keep it goddamn gangster. I ain't lying. I said, God damn. So damn. Like, it ain't nothing caught on fire, luckily. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing bad happened. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the eggs done down, you know, and exploded and shit and down, made a mess on the wall and all kind of shit like that, man. So I said, God damn. Tailgate season, boy. Fuck up, man. This him, boy.
Hey, when
fuck
y'all
on that damn tailgate, boy.
When y'all homecoming?
Our homecoming's on the 19th, October 19th.
Okay.
October 19th in Lamar, South Carolina.
L.A.?
Come on.
The big city of L.A.
Y'all know what's going on.
Man, I gotta be partakers of that.
Man, look at you. I'm, for one, you fake. I'm going to tell the people that.
What are you talking
fake.
About, like last year?
No, not last year. Every other year before that. I said, cheer, slide through, my boy. Slide through. Yeah, Skip, I'm going to come through there.
Yeah, I'll be having good intentions.
I'm going to come through there.
Dang. I'm going to come this time.
Look at it. The day of the tailgate now. Hey, my boy, where you at? Man. You know, don't worry about it. I'll holler at you later on. Ain't nothing else to talk about. my boy. Ain't nothing. But yeah, my brother. But nah, other than that, man, you know, I'm straight, though.
Tailgate season, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
That is like something right here. You know what, though?
Talk to me.
The old lady said when she moved down here, she said, like, she didn't realize how big, like, tailgating and homecoming. That's a thing around here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, where she from, like, they don't do none of that.
Man, listen. And
I'm like, boy, you're kind of missing out.
Man, listen here. I ain't going to sit here and fake, though. Like, I used to live in Charleston for a while. And then when I came back, this was like about 12 years ago, I think it was. But anyway. And then, because I ain't never heard about Wilson homecoming.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard about Wilson homecoming. I came back and damn, you know, then I think I was working at the little group home or whatever. And on that Monday, I seen the little flags and shit like that. Woo-doo-woo. I said, okay. When I tell you, them folks party all fucking week, boy.
I mean, yeah, they shut down the whole city.
Party all damn week. And then that Saturday is even, I mean, I never went to their tailgate, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I always had either the work or just something else going on, but. Don't folks get it in, boy. And that the first time. Matter of fact, I went to their block party on that Friday. And that's when I'm like, shit, it's a whole thing around this motherfucking here. I ain't lying.
It is, though, man.
Wilson,
I ain't never seen nothing like it before. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like when we had a NASCAR around here, and then basically all the rooms be, you know what I'm saying, sold out, everything. Mm-hmm. It bring in so much traffic.
Yeah.
Well, Wilson Homecoming do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Boy, they be bringing a lot of money to the city,
man,
yo.
Man, listen to him, boy.
They bring a lot of money to the city.
Listen to him. Them folks, look at
him. And that's the reason why they shut the whole city down.
Man, listen to him, boy.
For a whole week.
Lord.
Everybody eating. Whoever got a business around, everybody.
Anything, boy. Anything. I said, boy, I ain't knew Wilson do it like this for him, boy. I ain't gonna lie now. They shut the shit down for a whole week, boy.
And I know the city love it.
Oh, yeah, they gotta love it.
Because they making so much money. Shut everything down. I ain't never seen nothing like it.
And they said
You think Lamar gonna do the exact same thing?
No disrespect to Wilson, but yeah, we coming for that answer, shit. I'm glad. Look, I was gonna bring it up, but I'm glad you brought it up before me. Wilson, we coming for y'all, shit.
They gonna shut the big city of L.A. down, man.
Come on. This year here it's gonna be special.
Yeah, end up with about two stoves over there.
We got three.
Oh my bad, three stoves.
We got six churches. One stop line. I mean, if you want to give a rundown now, I mean, what are we doing?
Oh man,
we got five churches in a mile radius right there uptown right
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
five churches. Come on, man. What are we doing?
I'm gonna make sure this year. I'm gonna make
you're
sure
you're not coming. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you know.
It is what it is, man.
But man, as you know, everybody talking about it, and I, I'm taking a different outlook on it. You know what I'm saying? The Diddy situation.
Yeah.
I don't know too much about it.
I don't either.
And the only thing I know is that he was having a bunch of freak offs and people.
I said freak offs.
I mean, that's what he called it. That's what they call it. Freak offs and stuff like that and doing some crazy things. And Cat Williams said earlier this year, P. Diddy likes to party. And you got to tell him no.
He said just like that.
Yeah. So
oh, shit.
Personally, I don't know too much about that situation, man. So mm-hmm. I can't really give a whole lot of info on it.
All right.
And what's to come. I know a lot of people say he's going to be Nino Brown, you know what I'm saying? And snitching on everybody cuz he said they feel like it's bigger than him. And if I'm going down, all y'all going down. But I want to take a different spin at it. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Now, I don't know if some of the allegations is true or not. You know what I'm saying? But I did see the video what he did to Cassie, the R&B singer, the one that he was dating.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I seen that video. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I know he got a lot of people in his camp.
Yeah.
You think anybody check him?
When you're somebody like Diddy of his status, no. No. I don't think nobody know how to approach him on that type of shit.
So he had a bunch of yes mans around.
Basically, yeah. What I'm getting at.
They're just looking at this man, throwing his life away, and know he the bag, he the money, you know what I'm saying?
Come on. Yeah. I mean, of course, I don't know him like that, but, you know what I'm saying, from looking at him on TV and everything, and you know, the way he act and carry on and everything, who going to really?
Talking about check him and say something?
Yeah, check him and say something like that, though. Who going to do that?
So will you, like with us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you would, you know what I'm saying, allow me to just throw everything away.
You, for one, you know me, brother, so you already know that ain't, we ain't doing that.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's really important to have a certain people in your circle, man.
That's true.
They ain't going to kiss your ass and just going to check you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, how does let this man go out here and just did all types of crazy stuff and nobody said nothing? And they just seen it.
Like you said, he the bag, man. Like, you know, he the one... He didn't want that pay all them folks and everything else, man. So who gonna really? Okay, if I check him, you know, so he might fire me.
Yeah.
This day and third, come on now. So who gonna really check him after, you know, when you really think about it? This man paying you a whole bag over here. Yeah. You gonna check him on some shit like that? Nah, I mean, really, who gonna do that though? Seriously.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see.
At the same time, I mean, you know, if you know that you can find something else or whatever the case may be, I mean, yeah. But, you know, if that man paying you, you know, a good little chunk of money and everything, you know, who gonna really check? Who gonna really check my man like that, though, for real?
Dang.
And like you said, all that shit he been doing the whole time,
man,
for years.
He been
years
doing a lot
shit.
Of stuff, man.
You know?
A lot of crazy stuff. But one thing for sure, I probably ain't gonna have the opportunity to do it, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind going to a Diddy party. If I had money, I wouldn't mind. I mean, come on now.
This guy.
Oh, no, let's keep it 100 now.
No, I mean, you don't want to tell me you want to go now.
We going down that lane. Now, I'm saying before all the allegations, all this other stuff came out, you mean to tell me you wouldn't want to go to a Diddy party?
I mean, they said, God, you know, it's kind of wild and shit, man. So, I mean, why not?
Well, that,
why
I,
not, though?
Going to, not? Maybe in my younger days, you know what I'm saying? But in my younger days, going into a Diddy party,
you would have went
and open the door, and you seen this, you seen that, man.
You get excited.
Let me calm down. Let me calm down. I'm getting too excited right now.
You get excited. I ain't lying. But now, I mean, like you say, you know, when I don't guess it matter, you know, young or old, because, hell, they're going to still cut up a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to cut up.
They're going to cut up regardless and shit, man. So, you know, like they say, ain't nothing like a Diddy party, though. Ain't like a dated party, man. But you know, but on some real shit though, I hate boy got to go through all that shit though, man. You know, even though he, you know what I'm saying, yeah, did what he did, but I ain't, you know, that's a tear down of a black man and shit like that, man. I ain't wanna, you know.
He put a lot of people on.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? And he really did though, so you know, all these memes and people joking and you know what I'm saying, pointing the finger at his ass, all that kind of shit, man. Like, you know. But that's what it is today in social media anyway. But at the same time, like that's I mean, I hope you get straightened out though.
It's garbage, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? This is what he get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that song by Tank? I Deserve.
Come on.
He was singing a song. Man, listen, even though I did some dirt, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't gonna say I deserve it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if I'm seeing somebody else going through certain things, because who he was 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm, 5 years ago, he definitely ain't that same man now.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
But the unfortunate thing is that we all gotta pay for the crime that we do, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And I don't know how they do the statute of limitation, man, on certain things,
mm-hmm,
that happened so many years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was listening to Joe Budden podcast, man, and Melissa Ford said some stuff, man. I was just listening to her, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, something could have happened to, like, women, right, or mm-hmm, men, you know what I'm saying? And they didn't know how to explain it back then, you know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? As we get older and we evolve, you know what I'm saying, they are able to articulate what took place back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know what I'm saying, they realize it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason why I was like, you know, I don't know how they kind of can go back and kind of do stuff like that.
I never understood that shit, though.
And, you know, like how they did Bill Cosby.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I said, dang, how somebody 40 years ago talking about they were drug? I can't remember what happened to me 10 years ago.
I ain't lying.
They be like, yeah, he drugged me. You know what I'm saying? And maybe did some things like that junk crazy. That crazy work right there.
Yeah, that is crazy though.
And more and more I think about it, when you famous, do you really have to do that?
Man, I ain't know. That's a good question.
Like, you got money.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? And now for the people, now I'm not defending Diddy, no way. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, if I'm famous, I'm worth a billionaire, mm-hmm, down there a billionaire, damn, what the hell I gotta force anybody to do?
Yeah.
So you know, it just I was looking at 50 Cent. 50 Cent said some stuff too, man. Some real stuff, man.
50 ain't damn drug him, did it, man? Because you know what 50 do.
Well, I ain't. He said something when he was at Invest Fest.
Okay.
And then he was talking. And I think he mentioned something about a deal that Diddy had,
mm-hmm,
with Ciroc.
Mm-hmm.
And he just mentioned that. Basically, it's people. So I always thought P Diddy owned Ciroc.
Shit, me too.
But he don't. You know what I'm saying? He was just making them. They got a deal together. They got some contract, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? He don't own Ciroc. I really did thought he was like majority owner of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, 50 Cent said something so real, bro. Like, the paraphrase what he was saying, basically, when you try to start your own,
mm-hmm,
and be an owner or something,
mm-hmm,
said, man, them people, like, they, you know what I'm saying, they just let you go. You know what I'm saying? They start, all types of allegations start coming against you and stuff like that. Even though he did some of the things that he was doing, you know what I'm saying, but he don't have that level of protection no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From the big people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't know if P. Diddy did try to start his own or get majority owner. I don't know all the details behind the scenes, but like basically, when I see people that's billionaires, like Jay-Z, P. Diddy, who else a billionaire, man? Well, Kanye West was one, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? This let me know that, boy, you can't slip up now. Cause just like that, Boy, listen, you would be end up like how what happened on Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? He spoke his mind about some things. Boy, in 24 hours, boy, he lost all that shit.
Yes.
He was a being there in 24 hours, man. He lost all his endorsements and everything like that.
Shit,
all the money and everything.
Crazy.
Which made me believe, like, is they really being there?
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they still got a whole lot bunch of money, but because when I think about it, when I personally kind of think about it, is they got a lot of contracts that ain't fulfilled. And I don't know, I guess all the assets and everything make them billionaires. I don't know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, but, that's why I kind of, you know, in my opinion, that's really what it is, man. Like, that's really, I think one of the reasons why we as minorities, you know what I'm saying, black folks, we just got really, especially men, we really got to stick together.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I hate to say it like that, but it's the truth though. You know what I'm saying? They say the Jews run the world, man.
Boy, look at him.
They run the United States. They own a whole lot of stuff now.
They over it now.
Hey. The only thing I know is, you know what I'm saying, you can't slip up.
Come on.
And those facts, man.
So that's the damn truth, boy.
So at the end of the day, man, prayers go out to P. Diddy and his family. You know what I'm saying? And to all the victims, he probably gonna have a whole bunch of people come out of the woodwork.
Oh yeah, you already know that shit.
He did this to me in 2015. That junk just crazy work right there, bro.
I know that.
That's crazy.
I think I was looking on Tubi. I think it was for a little movie or something I was trying to watch, and I think it was Tubi anyway. And I seen one of the sliding through the movies and shit, and I seen it say something about the downfall of Diddy or some crazy shit like that, man.
They already made a movie.
Did he do it or some kind of crazy shit? I'm like, God damn, boy, y'all folks don't waste no time, man.
Boy, that's disgusting,
I say these folks don't waste no time, boy. That's what I say, man.
That's disgusting.
Whatever he did, you know. He did it, man. But at the same time, like God damn, y'all folks don't waste no time, boy. That shit crazy. Folks don't waste no time, man. I ain't even want to look at it, to be honest with you, boy.
I ain't even want to look at it, to be honest with you.
I
ain't looking at no stuff like that, bro.
I ain't even gonna say fate.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, man, we gotta keep your circle. We gotta keep our circle tight.
Yeah.
People in our circle, man. Like, which we got a good circle right now, man. A good band of brothers, man, that gonna put each other aside, man, and check each other. You know what I'm saying? I think that's so important. It's so important. So, yeah, I guess that's the end of that. We're gonna talk about some beer treatment. And okay, I got something for you, my boy.
Shit, what you got?
I got something.
You know, I'm always struggling with mine now. So give me something good this week, man, brother.
Well, I tell you this. You know my barber, right? He got Jay Chappelle, man. And basically, I can't wait to bring him on the show because he a beer expert, you know what I'm saying? And he got his own product line. Man. He got a beer bomb, and he has the oil, too, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you what people be sleeping on, man. I'm going to tell you what I do early in the morning.
Go ahead.
And this will help you out. It'll help anybody out, man, who's trying to get their beer the way it is, especially early in the mornings. What I do is I get a rag and I put hot water on it. You know what I'm saying? I let the hot water run on the rag. Then I wring it out a little bit and I put it over my face where my beard at. You know what I'm saying? And basically that right there kind of soften up your beer hair and stuff like that. And that's when, after I do that, that's when I put all my product on, my oil and my and my beer balm on it. Because when you kind of wake up in the morning, man, your beer be kind of dry.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of help soften your hair up a little bit. So
okay. That's some good stuff.
That's what it is, man. Hey, for real, man, you got to try it.
I'm going to try it out, man. Like I said, I've been trying for years to get my beard straightened out, man. I'm tired of this. What did you call my beard now?
What Anthony Hamilton.
Boy, kill me every time. Boy, kill me every time. I can't even say that because that's
Patrick Graves.
Keep going. Hey, look at boy. I be trying to comb that little thing out every day. You hear me? Every day to make it look like
it doing a little something, though. It doing a little something, man.
Oh, man. I'm trying to tell you, it's rough around here, boy.
Yes, sir.
You hear me? It's rough now.
So what the tip of the week is?
Oh, man.
Give me something, man.
Tip of the week. Let me see. Just stay groovy, man. Just stay groovy. That's all I got to say. Just stay groovy. And what that means, man, like, just stand on business. You know, handle your business. Go get it. You know, don't be so complacent, man. Don't get comfortable, man. Just stay active. You know, motion. You know, just stay moving, man. Just keep on grinding every day. It's gonna come to you. Like I said, stay groovy, my friend.
Stay groovy. I like it. I think I'm gonna stay groovy this week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anything else you got for the people, my brother?
I ain't got nothing, man. But I tell you what, man, I love you, my brother.
I love you too, my boy. Understand that, King.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening to the Kimi Podcast. Catch us every Thursday. It's your boy Scoop.
Your boy Brandon.
And we out.
Peace.
Ooh.